Red Sox get the brooms out and sweep the Astros, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It at 7:20, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. By the way, how did Santo do in the Pan Mass Challenge?
Going to be my lead.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay, all right. We will save it for then. Did you go down there?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I went to P-Town yesterday. I'm going to say it all.
Okay, I'm going to say it all during
Yeah,
your
yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so you don't want me to be lead forward.
Well, I mean, I love when you're lead forward. Okay. I would leapfrog okay. if you wanted.
No, no, no,
and
we
just,
don't have to.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, we don't need to leapfrog.
I have a lot to say, honestly.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right, excellent.
Yeah. So that's where he runs, bikes, and swims?
Nope, bikes the whole time.
Oh, okay.
And the good thing is, if Shime does that for his lead, you won't even know anyway.
No.
So it doesn't matter.
Already writing the news, literally, will go in one ear, out the other.
Well, we talked about it a lot on Friday, but I just want to thank everybody who came out and hung out on Friday morning in Fall River at Pier 52 and the Tipsy Seagull Complex, and it was a lot of fun in the rain. And then the weekend turned out to be great. I was back down there Saturday for their annual charity event, their poker run, and they raised, I would have to guess, $75,000-$80,000 for the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. And it was just an unbelievable event. And they do it right down there and a great time. And we love going down. So I hope we'll get to go back again next year and do another show in Fall River.
Great weather for them, too, on Saturday.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No boat for you.
No. I don't like going on those fast boats.
Yeah, those things are fast.
I finally got the nuts to tell them. I just don't like, if I'm not in control, I like,
right. I'm with you on that one.
I don't like driving fast anyway. Right. I'm a bit, you know, I'm old.
Well, you drive fast for your age.
thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
I don't often leave the turn signal on, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, what a pet peeve that is.
I feel like, I mean, that's
because it beeps and lets you know that, come on, you got to turn this thing on.
I mean, I feel like as an old man, that's an accomplishment. But I move along there. Don't get me wrong. I zing up and down the highways.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I don't like being in a boat going 120 knots per hour or miles per knot. I just don't enjoy it, and I don't have any control over it.
No. I wouldn't get in I would not get in a passenger seat of a NASCAR or some of those people.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I need to have the control of the wheel.
Have you ever done like a pace car?
Where I'm driving it?
No. Where you're in the passenger seat at the pace car. Because I've done that before up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
But you're not going that fast,
You're
right?
going pretty fast.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I was surprised.
Speaking of NASCAR, seemed like an epic fail by Major League Baseball with the collab that they did on the game at Bristol over the weekend.
The outdoor game.
Yeah.
Looked cool, though, from the pictures I saw.
It looked cool. They ended up with... rain and had, and so you can't control that. But I saw fans complaining about the food because basically, and this is right up my alley, but basically all they had were like the NASCAR type nachos, not like legit nachos. It was like New Hampshire nachos, like Margaritaville nachos, Curtis.
One of the more offensive things I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
So. By the way, baseball's going to Nashville. That's why this was sort of the test balloon. Major League Baseball. Nashville's going to have a baseball team, I think, in like 5 years.
And they're getting a new stadium, right, football-wise?
Yeah, and they're getting the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're going to host the Super Bowl in Nashville. I mean, we were there. The city is growing like crazy.
It's a great city.
It is.
Yeah, when they had the draft there a couple years ago and they blocked off like multiple sections of Broadway, that was really, really cool.
Yeah. And the barbecue place down there?
Martin's. Oh, baby.
Oh, so good.
It is. Great barbecue is some of the most amazing food in the world. When it's great. When it's not peak barbecue, like I understand why people dislike it, but when it is peak barbecue, it is some of the best food on the planet.
Honestly, it just gives me a bellyache. Hey, good or bad. It's like a barbecue to me. Like maybe I'll have a small little pulled pork sandwich. Other than
get out of here.
It's just not for me.
Well, but that's because we're Northeastern. We don't do barbecue well up here. Got to go down south.
But I lived in North Carolina for 2 years, and we went to barbecue a lot. And there
ribs,
was
brisket.
Max was like the big place down there. Everybody always wanted to go to Max. And it was like I'd have like mac and cheese. That was basically it.
The barbecue chicken. The way they do the barbecue chicken wings, the brisket, the ribs.
Martin's barbecue is like
pork.
It's like sex. It's so good.
What does that mean? The pulled pork slaps you in the face afterwards from your perspective?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. I just get hit with rib after rib.
Yeah, you get some good ribs.
All right. Well, let's get going on Leeds, if we could, please.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Do I even have to identify that artist?
That's kind of a layup.
Robert Zimmerman, Bob Dylan. I think the Newport Folk Festival was this weekend.
Yeah.
And that whole, were you there, Curtis?
Oh, loved it.
And that whole Bob Dylan film is based on his experience when he plugged in at the Newport Folk Festival. So I actually like that movie.
You might be the only one. I feel like a lot of reviews
Hated it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like,
but maybe he didn't hate it. I think he was like,
where's the drama?
It wasn't his whole life.
Right.
Like, I kind of want a movie about Bob Dylan's whole life.
Right.
But for what it was good.
Ken said the Billy Joel thing on HBO is like 3 hours per episode.
Yeah, it's excellent, though. But you have to like Billy Joel. I don't know if you would. Do you like Billy Joel?
I do. I mean, I like Downeaster Alexa.
It's not enough to watch a three-hour episode.
Per episode.
Yeah, it sounded insane.
It's really good, though.
I don't care.
It really makes it really good.
Right.
He tried to kill himself a couple times.
Okay.
Like, legitimately tried to.
All right.
And early on in his career, like, he basically stole his buddies. He was roommates with a guy in the band, stole the dude's wife. And then felt so bad about it that he tried to off himself. His money, he had millions and millions of dollars. When he was married to Christy Brinkley, I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but they were driving around like on some tour of the East Coast. And every time they went into a place like a local restaurant, the people would say, oh, I know you bought that farm over here. That's really cool. And they were like, no, we didn't buy a farm. And so then they found out that their manager, who was like his brother-in-law when he was married prior to Christy Brinkley, his manager had stolen like $40, $50, $60 million and was buying all this stuff for himself.
Hmm.
So I don't know. If you don't love that kind of thing, it would be too long for you. I think at 3 hours. All right. Leeds brought to you by Subaru. And there's so much to love, so don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. Football lead for me today because as we get closer to the season, all I want to do is sit, watch, and talk about football with everybody. I did a show this weekend on Saturday, Bragg, with Mego, and she's been at Patriots training camp all along. She's been at all of the practices, and so it's nice to be able to talk to someone who has had eyes on the competition so far, has eyes on the players, seeing how they look, and she didn't really make me feel so great about Will Campbell. And knowing Vedarian Lowe, the backup, is out injured, the more we talked about it, with Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury also being injured a little bit now, and Will Campbell's roller coaster ride at training camp, I feel like it's a house of cards, and that never bodes well in an NFL season because guys always get hurt, and when one thing falls, everything falls apart. And then,
does Will Campbell get a chance to play in an actual legitimate NFL game before we deem him to be a failure?
Oh, yeah. I'm not deeming him to be a failure.
Huh? Let's be honest.
Honestly, this drives me up the wall.
I'm not deeming him to be a failure, but
maybe not you. Others are. It's like, and it's because they want to be right on his, you know, tiny little alligator arms. It's like, give the man a chance. Like, give him a chance to play in an actual football game that counts before we determine that he's a bust.
He's going to get a chance because, according to Mego, he plays every single rep at left tackle.
Good. Right.
He never takes a step off. Good. He has to play every single rep because they are trying their absolute damnedest
right.
to make sure he is ready to go week one, opening day, against the Raiders and Max Crosby.
Her
words were, he has been a roller coaster. Like, it has been good and really bad. Like, right. it's been all over the place.
Yeah, you can't
and,
be
and
that.
So I get nervous. It was good seeing Matt Collins on the field for the walkthrough. I believe that was Friday, which is great. I also think that means one less spot in the wide receiver room has now become taken away. And so I kind of look at it, and I felt that way about the defense, too. I think the defense can be really good, but both your corners are dealing with stuff. Christian Gonzalez, we may not see now till week one. Carlton Davis is on some weird maintenance plan, according to Mike Vrabel, that we know nothing about. We don't even know if he's hurt or what's going on there. So it just, everything feels very tenuous at the moment. And once they're on the field, everything will be fine. But right now, in this moment, they have conjured up a lot of apprehension on my
mind. Did I see that Friday night Ramondre fumbled the football again, or was that? Was that Thursday?
No, that was Friday night at the scrimmage. And then Mayo benched him but still started him.
But to Mego's credit, she did point out that both Ramondre Stevenson, Mike Onwenu, Christian Barmore, three guys she noted, looked in way better shape than expected at training camp. So that period between minicamp and training camp, they clearly took conditioning into consideration, and they look at least athletically better than they had.
All right. All right. Well, this is clearly why you have had them all along at six wins. So thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Never been at six, but okay, thanks.
Well, they play.
That's what Courtney told me.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to me, Greg, so you should know that she's wrong.
Well, that's a fair point.
Jackson pulled the audio, so.
Were they Friday night?
Yeah, and I would say it would be disappointing. My words were, it would be disappointing if they had less than 7 wins. Was the
exact Friday night. Friday night is statue night.
All right. So maybe we'll get a chance to kind of see. I hope they let him play, but maybe we'll get a chance to see him out there and see if there is something to be concerned about. I mean, I'm with you, Greg. I'm not going to completely look at it and go, okay, this is what's coming out. Oh, he's a bust. It is a little concerning if, you know, he's been struggling a lot, but I want to at least get to see him in person and what he looks like pass protection-wise.
All right. That is Chime's lead. Chime, thank you. We will get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead coming up next.